This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
It appears that mathematics and grammar are now also examples of racism and Western imperialism. At least that is what we're hearing on a number of college campuses. Nancy Piercy writes about one teacher who argues that the idea of 2 plus 2 equaling 4 is cultural and a product of Western imperialism and colonialism. Apparently, even mathematics is to be reshaped by critical theory. Lest you think this is the only example, she provides many others. A professor at Cambridge University wrote an article titled Western Mathematics, the Secret Weapon of Cultural Imperialism. A professor at University of Illinois complains that math history is Eurocentric because we emphasize terms like Pythagorean theorem and pi, which perpetuate a perception that mathematics was largely developed by Greeks and other Europeans. Nancy Piercy questions that. We use Arabic numbers. We have learned that the concept of zero as a placeholder came from India, and the Babylonians gave us a 360-degree circle. In fact, most cultures had a rough idea of the value of pi. Meanwhile, grammar is also under attack. The English department at Rutgers University is changing its instruction in an effort to stand with and respond to the Black Lives Matter movement. The program will emphasize social justice and critical grammar. That's a euphemism for challenging the standard academic form of the English language. One of the professors argues that expecting a student to write in grammatically correct sentences is indicative of racial bias, which she condemns, using a word I cannot use on this radio station. Lately, when I've been reading social media posts, I've been appalled at the poor grammar of recent college graduates. Apparently, it's going to get much worse. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.